Thank you.
Item number 9, Org Unit 1900, Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, page 358.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Paul Matthews, President and CEO of the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, and with me is Richard Hecht, who's our Chief Operating Officer.
Morning.
Morning.
First of all, I want to thank you for your continued support for the Marcus Center. We, as you know, are stewards of a building that is owned by Milwaukee County and is also a veterans memorial, about which we're also very proud. I submitted a report to you. I'm not going to read that word for word to you, but it's an activity report. It's part of our accountability to you. We believe that we have a responsibility to operate our facility in a fiscally sound and stable and self-sustaining manner to ensure that we're providing a first-class facility and that we're working to enrich and preserve the performing arts for the entire community. And that's what this report addresses in detail. So I won't spend a lot of time on that. I'd be happy to respond to questions on that. Obviously, we appreciate the support again this year at the level of $1.088 million, the same as last year. That's an important operating subsidy for not only us, but for the stability of our resident arts groups. I would just point out a couple things of note that are fairly current. One is, you just heard from Charles Alice Villateras. We, within the past year, have started doing their major maintenance work for them and major repair work under Mr. Heck's leadership. In addition to that, I'm very pleased to tell you that we just concluded negotiations with our stagehands union. Again, Mr. Heck led that team. They have ratified the contract. It's a five-year contract, essentially flat over 5 years at about 2%. So, again, that's part of our effort to operate our facility in a stable and self-sustaining manner. I would say that our long-term need continues to be what it's been. There are two objectives that we have. They're not in the budget necessarily, but the first being, of course, the negotiation now of our own lease, our operating lease, as a result of the changes with the War Memorial and the Art Museum. We're expecting a proposed term sheet from Mr. Tyler soon on that, and that'll be back before you separately, as I understand it, not as part of the budget, but obviously the terms, the length of term and the dollars in that are important to us. They're important to us for our long-term stability and what we're trying to achieve with our objective, which we're continuing to try to work on, which is the redevelopment of our parking structure site. But I would also add that the dollars that are as part of a commitment, ongoing commitment, are very significant to our performing arts groups that are residents in the building, because we have a business model which utilizes both the county funding and then the aggressive work we do in generating earned income to allow them to operate at reduced rents at about 50%. And so that those are key reasons why the continued support from Milwaukee County is important as we hopefully can transition into a new business development that will begin to generate the dollars to replace the county subsidy. So with that, I'll stop. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Do you have any brief updates on the parking structure?
Yes. What I can tell you is that, unfortunately, given the lack of progress on getting a long-term deal together, we just have spent about $350,000 to $400,000 on repairs this summer. As we've previously informed you, we had a consulting engineer's report which told us two significant things. One, we have 10 years left of useful life, and two, in order to get there, we have to spend $5 million approximately. We will not compromise on the safety. I don't think you want us to do that either. So we had to, this year, spend about $300,000 to $400,000. The only good news on that is that that's cash that can be financed out of our existing reserve fund. If we do that again next year, that'll be depleted, and then in 2015, we'll need to try to borrow a little over $4 million to essentially get us 8 years left. I can tell you we won't get a loan from any bank on that. So that's the situation. We're meeting again next week with Mr. Whaley Smith, who has now been designated the point person on the county side, to continue our conversations on that project. But that's the latest.
Any other questions of Mr. Matthews? Supervisor Stamper.
Mr. Chair, in regards to the long-term deal, is it to include the provisions for the parking structure?
Yes, that is. Yeah. Parking structure, about 1,000 stalls, maybe a little bit over. We're still looking at that number, still value engineering the cost of the project. But it's that. It is a new skywalk. It's a public plaza for public use. Mm-hmm. It is first floor space that could be leased out for a restaurant, which would be income for us. Mm-hmm. And then our cost estimate includes, I want to say, $800,000 to $1 million in added infrastructure costs so that when we build it, we can build on top of it. Because part of our goal here is to create new economic opportunity that doesn't exist. And in order to do that, if we build it right, then we can put taxable real estate on top of it. And so that is part of the project as well.
Okay. Do you have a projected revenue?
Yes, I do, but they're in very complex spreadsheets that we keep looking at. But I think I can get you those numbers. I just don't have them in front of me. But we've looked at those numbers in terms of revenues.
And when is the deadline for this, or did you hear of a deadline for this long-term deal? And how long have you been working on it?
Well, I will say this, that if we we're spending dollars on maintaining the structure now that could be put into a new structure. We're over the dam, if you will, for this year.
Right.
We can go through that one more year using the cash that's left in the reserve fund. But then we're in 2015 looking at $4.5 million based on what our consulting engineers advise us, and we have to take their advice. But that only gets us 8 more years of useful life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we'll have to borrow those dollars. We don't have those dollars.
Right. So in regards to the negotiations with the deal with Mr. Tyler, where are you?
Well, we're working with Mr. Whaley Smith on it,
Okay, so Whaley Smith. Okay, so that's what you're waiting on.
Well, we're meeting next week. We just met yesterday with WIDA. They have looked at all of our numbers. They believe it's a very viable project and are willing to come to the table to help participate. So we've got more parties who are interested in it. So we need to get all the parties in the room and talk specifics to get this done.
Okay. So. Thank you, Mr. Matthews. Thank you, Chairman.
Supervisor Jerzyk?
Well, I'm just going to make a comment that I think this area at Marcus is known as the theater district. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the vision for that area. To the extent that any of the theater district is being cherry-picked for lakefront projects or others, I just think you should know that this board doesn't necessarily agree with that. So if there seems to be that kind of pushback from the administration, I would just invite you to please have some discourse with us, because I think the theater district is very viable, and we should support the theater district as the theater district. So I hopefully we can all, you know, work together on these things. I think your parking garage project, if you could really focus on that and have a good partner with the county, we could get that done.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
If I could just respond on the issue of, I think what you may be referring to is the speculation as to whether the MSO would go to the Couture building. They've taken that off the table.
I understand.
They've taken that off the table, and it's not any secret, it was in the paper last week, they're in very serious financial trouble. We want them to survive. They're an important part of what we do. We're working very closely with them. We will come up with a viable plan for them to continue. And the county subsidy is a key part of that, both short-term and long-term. But also, we've got an agreement that if they're going to look at the end of the day after they address all their issues, if a hall is worth considering, the best place for it to be is right next door to where it is now, if it's a separate hall as in the future.
There do seem to be some different agendas out there, and I just want to make the statement. I think this board strongly supports the theater district. And we shouldn't be messing with things like that. I truly want the symphony to survive as well. I think there's development potential in Milwaukee County. This is true. But there's also a lot of competition going on among developers. And I think the concept that we have at the Marcus and the area around the Marcus as the theater district and your opportunity to develop that parking garage to avoid all these costs you're talking about, We should be consistent to that vision. So I just want to make that statement and be supportive of Marcus Center.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Mr. Tyler, did you have something you wanted to add?
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to respond to Supervisor Bowen's question regarding the status of our discussions on a long-term arrangement. Mr. Matthews is absolutely correct when he speaks to Mr. Whaley Smith working directly with him as it relates to the garage project. It's important to note also that much like we did with the Milwaukee Public Museum, what we've done is come together and create a task force representative of Mr. Cady, Mr. Grady, Scott Mansky, and myself to develop a new long-term agreement with the Marcus Center. And Teague is a member of that task force for that long-term agreement. But importantly, Teague, on a separate effort, is also working with the Marcus Center in, as it relates to trying to come up with an arrangement on the garage. So just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I did have a question in the sense of, I guess, was there ever the option of, I mean, it's a pricey project of the garage. Was there ever the consideration of closing the garage until a plan could come forth? Was that ever an option?
That would be a very challenging problem for our customers. Mm-hmm. We know we're going to have to close it temporarily while we build a new one. But we would have, hopefully, at that point, have a set time frame that we would know would be closed, and we would accommodate parking elsewhere. But to close it essentially indefinitely, I think, would be a serious blow to our business and our customers. And I know our resident groups feel pretty strongly about that as well, that their patrons are our patrons, and they would need parking too.
Right. Now, I just want to agree with the sentiments of Supervisor Jersey. Marcus Center has been doing great work. We've always supported the Marcus Center and that facility constantly through our capital budget, and hopefully we can get to a conclusion and common ground to move forward on that, where you don't have to put so much money into a project that you know definitely has problems, and those funds just, you know, be used up. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Matthews, we discussed a delay in funding, but I can't remember if it was the garage or was it the HVAC center, and the result of if we delayed again. I want to bring that to the board's attention. Which project was that?
Well, there are two capital projects separate from the garage. The garage is not in the capital budget at all. There are two projects in the capital budget, which I think you're going to talk about at another point, but those are projects, HVAC system and some major elevator repair that had been slated for 2014, which are pushed off to 2015. So
that's the difference. I didn't bring those notes with me, but I wanted to discuss that. So that's coming up.
I believe so, Mr. Chairman. I don't think we're talking capital today.
No. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything further for Mr. Matthews and Mr. Hecht? If not, thanks for coming.
Thank you.